Yeah, I rolled mine twice in one night. My nephew came over and he had his quad.
I was half drunk.
And we went driving around the property. He took his quad and I took my Honda. You know, we had a bunch of open fields. We had a lot of property. And we were blowing through the field, you know, we were opened up a little bit, you know, we were cooking. The rear tire would get up on an anthill. The right rear tire was getting up on an anthill. When it did it, it would roll the bike over on me. So my nephew comes and he ups me up and everything. We get the bike righted up. We start flying through the field and I hit another anthill or something with the tire and rolled it again. And this is when I just got the bike, first got the bike. And then I realized, you know, then I got the idea, you know, as soon as you feel one side of it coming up, lean your body to that side and it won't roll you. But that thing did a lot for me. Like I said, I harrowed the garden with it. I used to pull the plows through the garden. I used to pull plows through the garden, you know, in the spring when getting the garden ready. I rigged up a bunch of stuff that I could put on the back of it. Even plows, I used to. It had a it was a 5-speed transmission with reverse, but it had a high and low. You know, you put it in low, it split the gears in half, and you know, it you could creep with it, you could granny with it a little bit in first gear. And I used to put it in low, and I think third gear. It was an automatic too. You could put it in. You didn't have a hand clutch. You just popped it in gear and hit the throttle and it would go. So you could take off in any gear you wanted, really. So I used to put it in third low and pull the plows through the garden there. Roger.